course. When?
In about 10 minutes, I should think. Just got to finish packing.
Well, this is all a bit sudden, isn't it?
Sudden? Oh, you've got to be joking.
Well, where will you go?
I don't know. I just drive till I find somewhere pleasant, then stop.
On your own?
Why not? Could be interesting.
Well, I think you're a bastard.
Thanks, Linda.
Look, I'm coming straight back. At least wait till I get there.
Okay.
Thomas.
Yes, but I'm not changing my mind.
Free Agents by Danny Schiller, with Michael Maloney as Richard, Louise Jameson as Anna, and David Holt as Gareth. Free Agent.
I don't believe this. Richard, what's going on?
I'm going on holiday.
But, Rich, you know I can't get away yet.
But that's not my fault, is it?
I just can't walk out. It's my career.
I'm not asking you to.
So, you're going on your own?
Well, if you won't come...
I can't. I explained all that last night. I thought we'd agreed.
I said I'd think about it. Well, I have, and I'm going.
Charming. What about me, then?
Oh, Linda, if you really want to be...
I do, but I can't. Not yet. Oh, God. Rich. If it were your job, you'd expect me to wait. The whole thing will be at the time in a couple of weeks. We can go there.
Oh, I'll be too busy at work then.
And I'm busy now. Oh, look, be reasonable. This account's my big chance.
I know that.
Well, then. Rich, once the campaign's mapped out, it'll run itself, and then we can get away together. A few days won't make much difference.
I need a break.
I know you do, love, and so do I. It won't be much fun on your own.
I'll soon meet people.
Well, yes, but I'd rather I came with you, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, there you are, then. Look, once we get over... Hello, what... Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. What? All right. Yes, look, I'll be back in 10 minutes. Yes, I know, but it's only an informal chat, Jill, and it is Saturday. Yes, okay, then. Look, how long do you think it'll take to get the campaign going so that I... No, no, don't do that. I don't want... Oh, hello, Peter. Yes, yes, no, I'm just on my way back. I was just wondering. I had a holiday planned, you see. I mean, how long do you think it... Oh, 6 weeks. That's fine. It's not that important. Well, we can get away later. Right then, well, I'll see you in a minute. Thanks. Bye.
See you when I get back.
Richard.
I'll send you a card. Maybe you can come down for the weekend or something. Bye then. Let's get off that blasted motorway.
Now where? A30 Basingstoke. Do I want to go there?
Why not? Check the map.
Nice map.
Yes.
Going somewhere. Yours, is it?
What?
Car.
Yes.
Nice.
Excuse me.
Are you off, Ben?
That is the general idea.
Going far?
Devon.
Nice.
Yes.
Going through Taunton, then.
All right.
Yeah, have to.
Really? Excuse me.
It's not far.
I know.
That's where I'm going.
Nice.
Gonna give us a lift, then?
No.
Why not? Go on. Have a chat. Be nice.
Bloody hell.
Go on.
All right. Come on, then.
An estate agent?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's what you want to do.
Quite. Anyway, I deal with commercial developments.
Ah, good screw then.
What?
Money.
Oh, yes. And I get a percentage.
So that's what you're doing now. Developing Devon.
No, holiday.
Oh, on your own?
My girlfriend's coming down later.
Yeah?
Well, probably. If she can get time off.
Oh, that'll be nice. Lonely otherwise. Where are you aiming for?
Well, I don't know exactly. I'm somewhere on the coast.
Yeah, crowded this time of year. Hotels and that.
I'll find somewhere.
Welcome to Taunton.
Nice of them.
If you turn right at this roundabout, we can miss the town centre.
I thought that's where you wanted to go.
It's on my way. That's it, right here.
I don't think you know where you're going any more than I do.
Oh, yes, I do. Lundy Island.
What? No, I'm not taking you to Lundy Island.
No, you couldn't anyway. You have to get a boat.
Where from?
Ilfracombe. Nice place. Here, have your holiday there. Take the next left.
Elworthy? Where's that?
Gateway to Exmoor.
Dune country.
Right.
Hope they're not still about. Why are you going to Lundy Island?
Sketching.
Sketching?
Yeah. Puffins. I got this commission. Illustrations for a bird book.
Oh, I see. That's your job, is it?
Yep. Freelance.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah, great life. My own boss.
But can you make a living out of it?
About 30 grand a year, average.
Ah, and there I was thinking...
I was some sort of hippie. Shouldn't judge by appearances, my old son.
Well, you're right.
Fabulous, isn't it?
Well, what is?
Scenery.
Yeah.
Doesn't grab you, then?
Yes, but I'm worried about the car.
What's wrong with it?
Overheating. I'll have to stop in a minute. Let it cool down.
Ah, nearly at the top.
Oh, just as well. Made it. Thank God for lay-bys. Oh, bloody hell. Paul, you pass me that cloth, could you?
It'll be all right.
I hope so. Need to find some water. Let it cool down for a bit.
Okay, you can see.
Where are you off to?
Just have a look.
Ah.
Hello? Oh, all right there.
Oh, who are you talking to? Sorry.
Oh, it's all right, Squire. Lovely day, isn't it? One last spoke. Gonna rain soon. Marvellous view, eh, Richard?
Yes. I don't suppose you've got any water. My car's boiled over.
No, sorry. Flask of tea, any good?
No.
Hey, hey, go on, get him off, missus.
I bet they've never seen a naked man before.
Made their day, I reckon.
The decade, more like. You can get some in the village.
What?
Water. Oh. Try the globe, they'll let you have some.
Oh, right. How far's that?
Oh, about a couple of miles.
Oh, God.
I'll give you a tow if you like. Before it starts raining.
Great, thanks. Where's your car?
Tractor. Over there.
Ah.
That's better than nothing.
Yes. Well, Thanks very much.
All right. I'll just get these shorts off.
Why does he think it's going to rain? There's not a cloud in the sky.
Perhaps he's the village idiot.
Sorry, sir. We're not open yet.
I just wanted some water for my car.
Water? I reckon us can manage that.
You'll have plenty of water soon. It's going to rain buckets.
It looks very clear at the moment.
At the moment, maybe. Here you are, then. £2.75, please.
What?
Water's very scarce round here.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm only joking.
Oh! Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh! Sorry.
Evening, Jeffrey. Oh, well, Jan Jeffrey's nice and plump. Old Jersey won't miss one more, will he? Here you are. Have a tea, Yogi.
Evening, Mr. Rutton.
Evening, Beverly.
Evening, Jeffrey. Look at that mess you're making. Why didn't you give him a plate, Mr. Rutton?
Well, use it if I dare.
What will the customers think?
Hello again. Evening, folks.
I can't get it going.
Story of my life.
My car, it seems to have packed up on me.
Oh, dear.
Is there a garage nearby?
Oh, yes. Old Fred Pugsley. He won't be much help.
Oh?
He's gone to Spain 2 weeks already. Right, Geoffrey? Your best bet's Scarlet Pimpernel in Coombe. But they'll be closed by now. Have to wait till Monday.
Bank holiday on Monday, Mr. Hutchins?
So there is. Forgot about that.
Oh, well, I have to get the AA. Is there a phone I can use, please?
Down the end of the bar, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Want a drink, Rich?
No, thanks. No, I'll just phone first.
So they get here before it starts raining.
Well, anyway, thanks for coming out so quickly.
You're welcome. Sorry, I'm not carrying a spare. Pity, it's a bank holiday, no? What I'll do is bring one over about 9 Tuesday morning.
All right, thanks.
Staying at the pub, are you?
Yes, I suppose so.
You better get inside. It's gonna rain quite heavily in a minute. See you then.
Oh, hi, Rich. Any luck?
No. I need a new pump.
So, I'm stuck. Excuse me.
Huh?
Do you do bed and breakfast?
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Oh, thank God for that.
Trouble is, I just left the last room. Your friend here.
Oh.
Sorry, Rich. Didn't know it was the last one. Share with me if you like. It's a big bed.
No, thanks. No, I'll find somewhere.
Tell you who does let rooms. Old Lily Chubb down the hill a bit. White Lodge, it's called. God knows why. She'll fix you up. Turn right out the door. Can't miss it.
Right, thank you.
Want that drink now, Rich?
No, thanks. No, I think I'd better get settled in first.
Okay. See you later, then.
Yep.
Good job, I bought my coat.
White Lodge. Bleak House, why?
Yeah?
Mrs. Chug?
Yeah?
Oh, hello. I was told you let rooms.
Yeah?
Oh, good. My car's broken down, you see.
And completely occupied.
Occupied?
Lately.
Oh, I see. Do you know of anywhere else I could...
Oh, there's plenty of places.
Oh, good.
Be completely occupied, though. Summer, say. Bye-bye.
Summer. No vacancies.
Hello there.
Hi.
Where are you off to, then?
Trying to find a room.
Oh. What happened about your car?
What if I was packed up? Yeah, can't do anything before Tuesday.
Well, get a new one and I'll fix it for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh.
You're good with my hands. So, where are you going to stay then?
God knows.
You tried the globe?
My so-called friend took the last room.
Old Lily Chug?
Completely occupied.
Sorry?
Oh, no.
You can stay with us if you like.
What?
Stay with us? We got a spare room.
Really? Are you sure?
Of course, I live there.
No, I mean, no, that would be great. I mean, if you're sure I wouldn't be putting you out.
No, I got my own room.
Yes. Well, if you're sure it would be all right.
Only a little room, mind. Not like a hotel.
No, well, it would be very kind.
Only me and my sister. She might think she won't mind. If you like her.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's go then.
You were right about the rain.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, Gareth.
What? Oh, yes, I'm Richard.
Hello, Richard. Well, let's go meet Anna.
Right.
Anna, you there?
Yes. Gareth, your cat should... Oh, sorry.
This is Richard. His car's broken down.
Hello.
How do you do?
Excuse me a minute. I'll just go and have a shower.
Oh, dear. You're soaked as well. Come through to the kitchen and I'll find you a towel.
Right.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Very kind.
You'd better take off your coat. I'll hang it up. Tea?
Thank you. Everybody said it was going to rain. I didn't believe them. I suppose country people have a sixth sense about the weather.
No, they listen to the lunchtime forecast.
Oh! I see.
Down on holiday?
Yes. Well, at least a little...
Are you staying in the village?
Yes. Well, I think so. Your brother said it might be possible to stay here.
Would you excuse me for a moment?
Oh, right.
Gareth?
What?
Gareth, what do you mean by asking me to stay without consulting you?
What's all that? I had to say with the four blood gas.
Hey, you know?
All right. Look, it's not all right for me to stay. I don't want to be a nuisance. I could try...
Rubbish. There is nowhere else. You want a cup of tea?
Your sister didn't seem to like the idea.
She put the kettle on.
Yes, but...
It'll be all right. You took her by surprise, that's all. You want milk?
Are you sure?
Yeah, we've got plenty.
No, I meant...
Just make it a fuss. She'll be all right.
I'm most terribly sorry. I didn't mean to be so unwelcoming. I'd be delighted if you'd stay with us.
Oh, thank you. I was beginning to despair. I thought I'd have to sleep in the car.
Oh, dear. No, we've a spare room. I was taken by surprise, that's all.
Sorry, my dear. But it has turned out all right, hasn't it?
Gareth, I do wish you'd stop using that silly accent.
Oh, all right.
Do you take sugar?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Thank you, my dear. I'll fetch a couple of bottles from the cellar.
Oh, Giles, there's no need. Gareth will get something from the pub.
That's why I'll fetch a couple of bottles from the cellar.
All right, thank you. Good morning.
Oh.
Did you sleep well?
Morning. Yes, fine, thank you.
Good. This is Giles, very good friend of ours. Giles, this is Richard.
Oh, how do you
Hello.
Do?
We were just arranging for Giles to come to supper this evening. It'd be nice if you could join us.
Oh, thanks, I'd love to. Thanks very much.
Good.
Could I have my jeans, please?
Good God.
Yes, of course. I'll bring them out.
Thank you. See you in a minute. That's...
Not another nudist.
No. He's someone Gareth bumped into yesterday. Couldn't find anywhere else to stay. It was pouring with rain.
Yes. Thank heavens.
I felt I ought to ask him to supper. He's on his own. I hope he didn't mind.
Of course not, my dear. What happened to his jeans?
They were soaked, so I dried them for him.
I see. Well, I'd better be off. I'll see you about seven, then.
really can't understand you, Gareth.
Ah, must be the accent, Squire.
That's exactly what I mean. You think life's one big joke.
Oh, gotta have a laugh, haven't you?
But you don't take anything seriously. Like what, for instance? Well, like the future. You simply can't stay a farm labourer all your life.
I know.
Someday I'll retire and become a poacher like old Jeffrey. What is the point in all those A-levels if you're not going on to college?
If I don't need A-levels to be a ploughman, I certainly don't need a degree.
That's the whole point. You should be an estate manager, not a ploughman.
Oh, no. The estate manager onward plods his weary way. It doesn't sound right, Sam.
I
think
still arguing, you two. Change him, Giles. Come and sit down, will you? I hope you like lumps and these scritches.
Oh.
Have you got some wine?
Yes, thanks. Very nice. Lonk.
Oh, don't be grumpy, Giles. We'll have yours in a minute.
Sorry, I didn't bring any wine.
Don't be silly. There's plenty. We don't want to get drunk.
Don't we?
Anna tells me you're an estate agent.
Yes.
Enjoy it? Very much. There you are, Gareth. That's what you should do.
Nah, it wouldn't do for us all to be the same, now, would it?
What do you do, Giles?
I farm. Giles owns the bit between Cornwall and Somerset.
Oh, not quite. Anyway, it's all owned by the family trust.
But you're the only one in the family, Giles.
At the moment, yes.
More bread, anyone?
Oh, yes, thank you. What's the property market like here at the moment?
Oh, terrible.
I'm not a good time to sell, then.
Sell?
Oh, good Lord, no.
Giles' family have owned the land for hundreds of years, you see.
Last of the line, though, eh, Giles? All go to the grubby cousins if you're not careful.
Yes.
But it's true, though, isn't it?
Do you live in London, Richard?
Yes, in Earl's Court. With Linda, my girlfriend.
Oh, I see. What does she do?
Sounds like the Inquisition.
Sorry. No,
that's all right. No, she's in advertising. Just under this massive new account, that's why she couldn't get away.
I wondered why you were on your own.
Well, you may come down for a weekend. At least, well, I'm not sure. We had a bit of a row, you see.
Oh, nothing too serious.
Well, I hope not. But anyway, it may do us good. Being apart for a bit.
And absence makes the heart grow fonder, eh?
Yes, maybe.
Pass the dishes. I'll go and see for the customer. Give me a hand, will you, please, Gareth?
Been down this way before?
No. Glad I came, though. Very beautiful.
Gareth said Adam is a teacher.
Oh, yes, music at the local comprehensive. Wasted, in my opinion.
Huh?
Oh, she's a brilliant musician. Just didn't have the ambition.
Like Gareth.
No, Gareth is plain lazy. All he seems to want to do is to play at being a peasant.
Ta-da!
Ah.
Here we are, then. Robert. Ah. Oh, yes. This should be good.
Right, everyone. Help yourselves.
Oh, marvellous. Haven't done this for ages.
Your girlfriend not a cook, then?
Oh, we did the cob boil an egg. No, besides, we never get the time.
It really is delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna.
Oh, it's Gareth. You have the time. He cooked it.
Gareth's gone out, isn't he?
Yes, to the pub as usual.
He seems to enjoy life.
Yes, he does.
He seems so... at ease with everything.
Oh, he is, but he's very unpredictable.
Oh?
He often does things just to surprise people, shock them even.
Yes, he did that when I first met him.
Oh, what did he do?
No, perhaps I shouldn't say.
No, go on. Nothing Gareth did would surprise me.
Well, he stood stark naked by a farm gate. Frightened the life out of a couple of ladies driving past.
He's always doing that. I hope you weren't embarrassed.
Oh, no. In fact, when I saw him at that gate, I thought... I suddenly realised how marvellous it must be if it's that free. And how unfree I am.
I'd be careful if I were you.
Huh?
Gareth's freedom, as you call it. It's freedom to be totally selfish, not entirely enviable.
No, perhaps not.
Anyway, how are you unfree?
Well, believe it or not, this is the first time I've ever done anything completely on my own.
Really?
Yep. I've always been with the family, through college, work, and Linda. Everything organised, so this is a big change for me.
No, I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
So do I. You and Gareth don't seem at all alike.
No, we're not. My mother married again when my father died. He's my half-brother.
I see.
Gareth's father is a bit of a waster, as we say in Devon. He takes after him in lots of ways. Mm. Totally rejects responsibility, for one thing.
He seems to get away with it.
So far. But if he settles down with Beverly, he'll have to change his tune.
Beverly?
His girlfriend. She works in the pub. When I get married, they'll move in here.
Oh, you're engaged, then?
Not formally. But Giles and I have known each other for a long time. We have a sort of understanding.
And it's my pleasure to award the first prize to Peter Blackmore.
Oh, well done,
well done, young man. Thank you very much, Squire. Good. Well, thank you, Vicar. Over to you again. Thank you, Giles. Splendid. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and children, we've no more prizes, but there's lots to see and do, so off you go and enjoy yourself.
Well, that's my duty done for another year, thank God.
Giles, you enjoy it, really?
Oh, well done, Squire. As humble folks be very grateful, don't we?
Thank you so much, Giles. We do so appreciate your help on the occasion.
Well, not at all, Desmond. My pleasure.
I'm afraid I've another request to make.
Oh?
Yes. I'm afraid we're 2 men short for our Skittles team. Oh, Pugsley, this gun off on holiday, is he? I forgot to tell us.
Oh, good Lord, no. Not me, I'm afraid.
But look, Gareth and Richard here. They're your chaps, Desmond. Oh, splendid.
Okay, Rich.
I don't know. I've never played. Well, only 10 people.
But it's the same thing.
Oh,
yes. Jolly good. Thanks very much. Come along, you. Come on, we'll show them. We'll see you in a minute, folks. Bye.
Would you care for a little stroll, my dear?
Oh, do let's go and watch the Skittles. It should be fun.
Oh, I'd much rather we went for some tea.
We can do that later. We should go and cheer them on. You did get them into it.
Oh, very well.
You're doing very well. Right. Now, take it nice and steady. You've got to get them all down the window. Now, go for it.
Yes! Yes, that was great! You're a natural!
They're doing our team well, right? He's up the lead in no time.
Ah, thank you. I could really get into Skittles.
You should think about stopping on. Better in London any day.
Bye.
Bye, Sam.
Yeah.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
What now?
Look, I must get back. I'll.
Oh, Giles, it's early yet. You have to.
Yes, afraid so. Some returns to look at. I'll give you a ring.
All right. Morning. Lovely day, isn't it?
Hello, Beverly. Yes, it's beautiful. Oh, this is Richard. I don't think you've met.
Yes, we have. Saw you at the pub the other day. Sorry about the room.
No, Paul did me a favour. I'm staying with Anna and Gareth.
Yes, I know. It's a lovely cottage. Got a day off on Wednesday, Gareth. Fancy going out somewhere?
Ah, I'm working.
Can you get off?
But this time of year, you must be joking.
Well, I'll come and see you at the farm.
It's up to you.
Bye for now then, Beverly.
That wasn't very nice, Gareth.
What?
You've upset her.
You can't please everybody.
No, just yourself.
I'm going shopping in Barnstable tomorrow, Richard. Would you like to come?
Great, I'd love to. Oh, hang on. No, the AA man's coming with my new pump. Can we go after that?
Yes, fine.
I can drive you in.
No, best not. Parking's terrible. We can go on the bus.
Right.
Hello?
May I come in?
Yes, look.
Cup of tea.
Oh.
Thanks very much.
As soon as your car is mended, we can be off. I'm cooking breakfast if you'd like some.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
See you in a minute, then.
Okay.
Morning, Gareth. No work today?
No. I want to fix this pump when it comes.
You shouldn't interfere.
I'm only trying to help.
Oh, yeah.
What's all this, then?
I'm just taking Richard some tea.
Makeup, sis. Best frock. Not your usual shopping gear.
Do you want some breakfast?
Yes, please.
See you downstairs, then. And put some clothes on.
Well, well, well.
This is fantastic.
So many butcher shops all in one street.
That's why it's called Butcher's Row.
Ah, it's so peaceful. I could live here.
Maybe you should think about it. Giles!
Good morning, my dear. Richard?
Morning.
We're doing some shopping. What are you up to?
Oh, just estate business. Very boring.
Will you join us for lunch?
No. Not possible, I'm afraid. Appointments, you know.
Never mind. See you later, then.
Yes, right you are. Give me a ring, will you, my dear?
I will. I'm going to show Richard the delights of Exmoor. See you soon.
He didn't look very happy.
I'm afraid he may be a little jealous.
Oh, dear.
Nothing to worry about. I haven't had any serious men friends apart from him, so I suppose he tends to take me a bit for granted.
I see. It looks as though I'm upsetting things. Now, maybe I should try to find a hotel room. No, the bank holiday's over.
No. Don't do that. It would be silly. We've had such a nice weekend. I enjoy your company. You're not the only one who needs a change.
Yes, but if it's going to annoy Giles...
He hasn't actually asked me to marry him, you know. He doesn't own me. Not yet. Besides, you'll be going back to London in less than 2 weeks. You'll have to put up with it till then.
You mean stay at the cottage for the rest of my holiday?
If you'd like to.
Well, yes, I would, thank you. Much better than a hotel on my own.
Good. That's settled then.
But if Giles...
Oh, don't worry about Giles. It'll do him good. Come on. Let's go and have some lunch at the Fortescue.
Right.
Tomorrow I'll introduce you to Exmoor.
Oh.
Hello, love. What are you doing?
Stuffing a turkey.
What?
Well, what does it look like?
Mending the tractor.
Boss, brilliant.
Well, I don't know, do I? I said I'd come.
And I said I was busy.
Sorry. Where's Richard?
I don't know. Gallivanting over Exmoor with Anna, I expect.
What do you think of him?
Mega prat.
Why?
Well, he just is. An estate agent.
He's very good looking.
Oh, fancy him, do you?
He's stupid.
Beverly.
What?
Don't call me stupid.
Sorry. But what if they get it together?
They won't.
If they did... and they got married, we might lose the cottage.
We?
You, then. If they...
There are no ifs. Richard would sod off back to London, and that will be that. That's why I made certain his car was fixed properly. Right, come on.
What? Where?
Hey, Loft.
I thought you were busy.
I can spare you 5 minutes.
Wonderful. I never knew places like this existed.
We tend to take it all for granted. But it is beautiful. Mm.
Shall we sit by the stream for a minute?
Not tired, are you?
No, I'm getting used to it. Done more walking in the past few days than I have for years.
Here you go. Let's sit here.
This is stunning. A wonderful place to live.
I think we're very lucky.
Giles told me you're a gifted musician.
Did he now?
You didn't want to make it a career.
Oh, I did at one time. And then I saw the life my mum and stepdad led, dashing about all over the world, never having any proper home life. And I soon realised it wasn't for me, and then... They were killed in an air crash, you see.
Oh. I'm very sorry.
It was a long time ago. Shall we walk on a bit?
Yes. Giles seems a very nice man.
No, he is. But he's a lot older than me, as you know. Very fixed in his way of life. You're coming down as live and things aren't no end.
Anna.
We'd better be getting back. Gareth will be wanting his dinner.
Gareth! Hold on a minute. Gareth. We've got to do something.
Ooh, thought you'd never ask.
Be serious with you, damn it.
Why? What's up?
Anna is getting very thick with this Richard fellow. They were arm in arm in Barnstable the other day.
Ah, they be a lovely couple.
Ha ha. So think of the future for 1 minute, will you?
If Anna takes up with Richard, she won't want you.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
If they decided to get married and live in the cottage, I'd be out. Lose my inheritance.
You should have thought of this when you asked him to stay.
I did.
What? Then why on earth?
Stir things up a bit, Giles. Have a bit of fun.
Fun? For God's sake, Gareth.
Giles, I shall get rid of him. All right?
See you.
Ye gods.
Wait for us, Gareth!
Are you all right, Richard?
Yep, fine. Good. Steep, isn't it?
Nearly there. Look. Our own private beach.
Wow. It's fantastic. Why is it deserted?
Brockles don't know it's here.
Who?
Brockles. Tourists.
Oh.
Well, what do you think?
I think it's just about the most perfect place I've ever seen.
Good. There's Gareth's stuff.
Where is he?
Swimming round behind those rocks, I expect.
Oh, he doesn't waste much time. Good job I brought my trunks.
Oh, you won't need them. Unless you want to, of course.
No. Right. Even better. This reminds me of France.
Done this before, then, have you?
Yep. Cap d'Arc or whatever it's called. I don't know. Oh, no, this is much better. What's the water like?
Freezing. Come on. I'll race you.
Oh, will you? Oh! I'm frozen.
Soon warm up. Good job the sun's out.
Oh, this is the light. I reckon Stan was right.
What about?
Well, he said I should think about stopping on, no? Well, what have I got to lose? Linda could buy me out of the flat like I get a place down here. Shouldn't be too difficult to get a job.
Wouldn't you miss Linda?
No, quite honestly, I don't think I would. We've been having terrible rows lately.
I'm sorry.
Besides, other fish in the sea.
Pebbles on the beach?
Yes. Gareth seems to be enjoying himself.
He always does.
Yes. Lucky blighter.
Not entirely.
How do you mean?
Well, You remember on your first night here, you said you envied Gareth his freedom?
Yes, and I still do.
Have you thought why he's free?
Well, just a happy-go-lucky nature, I suppose.
Yes, but why is he like that?
I don't know.
I've never spoken to anyone about this. In fact, I've only just realised it myself. Well, in the past few months.
Go on.
Gareth is free because he has no feelings.
Well, you mean he doesn't let things worry him? I'd have thought
that... it goes much deeper than that. God, this is difficult to say. Huh? I know that he lacks any understanding of the feelings of other people. He feels no emotion.
Huh. Poor Gareth.
Yes. I feel very sorry for him. The worst of it is, he seems to lack any moral sense. He's not deliberately cruel, at least I don't think so. He just doesn't know he's hurting people.
You mean?
Oh, partly, although I understand him. But if Beverly thinks he'll settle down and lead a normal life, well, she's sadly mistaken.
So you think he'll ditch her or something?
If it suits him, he'll do exactly what he wants to do at any moment. And not even understand the hurt he causes.
Oh, I see. Why is he like this, do you think?
I'm not entirely certain, but after our parents died, he seemed to lose the capacity to love.
Hi, folks.
You didn't stay in too long.
Gareth, careful. I've just got dry.
Good, it'll cool you down a bit. Shut up.
What happened to your own towel?
Oh, I forgot to bring it. Oh, why are you all muffled up, sis?
I didn't want to burn.
Oh, come on, turn over. I'll put some stuff on you. Let's see. There you
go. Oh, that's nice. Richard was just saying, he might come to live here.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's a thought.
A lot of people do. Come down on holiday and stay for the rest of their lives.
What would you do for work?
That shouldn't be too difficult.
Maybe Giles could help.
Shall I do your back, Rich?
Richard doesn't want your clammy hands all over him.
How do you know?
The sun is a bit hot, actually.
Sure you don't mind?
No, of course not.
That's it.
Oh, that's great.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell, look at that woman.
What? Where?
There, coming down the cliff.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's Linda.
Oh, bloody cliff. Bloody Richard. Oh, damn.
Linda!
My God, he's naked.
Hello, love. How on earth did you find us?
With great difficulty. Who are they?
The people I'm staying with. Come and say hello.
Oh, do I have to?
Come on, they've been very kind to me.
Have they?
Yes.
Linda? This is Anna.
How do you do?
I'm Gareth.
Hello, Linda.
Oh.
How do you do? What a delightful beach. Such lovely sand. Grey is my favourite colour. Is that ozone I smell?
Oh, coconut oil. You got my card, then?
How are you?
A teensy bit warm. And I seem to have suffered slight damage to my tie.
Oh, never mind.
Quite.
What are you doing here?
You did say to come down.
Yes, but...
So here I am.
Yes. Won't you, sit down?
Sit down?
On my towel?
Thank you. How kind. Do you come here often?
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside.
Quite often.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside.
How nice for you. Did you have a good journey? Have you noticed?
How long did it take?
About 4 hours, I think.
Blimey, you must have been going it.
Possibly. Do you fancy a swim? I didn't bring a costume.
Well, you could...
No, thank you.
You don't fancy skinny dipping, then?
I'm sorry if we... No, not at all. Quite charming. You did this in the south of France, didn't we, Richard?
Yes. I was just telling Anna.
Yes, I expect she was fascinated. Such a raconteur. Have you been down this way before? No.
How's the account going?
Extremely well, thank you.
I meant back at the cottage.
Oh, well.
The cottage? Yes, Rose Cottage, where we live. Does that mean I've got to climb up that bloody cliff?
Us didn't bring the helicopter today, missus.
It's easier going up. Come on.
Leave the towels, Anna. I'll bring them later.
Aren't you coming?
We've only just got here. I'll see you later.
Doctor, help!
Good old Linda.
So, it's all going well then?
Oh, yes. Peter's in Amsterdam fixing up the legations. The budget's all sorted out, so we can start shooting next week.
Good.
And they're already talking about a series. It's the best account we've ever had.
I'm very pleased for you. When do you leave?
I've only just arrived.
No, Linda. You know what I mean.
Yes. Well, Sunday afternoon. Peter's got a heart after all, you know. Take the weekend off, he said. Generous of him, don't you think?
It's great.
You don't sound very enthusiastic. Is this the only mirror that you've got?
Not much call for makeup down here.
No, I noticed. Looks like you'll be busy too.
Oh?
Your firm rang. Something about the Bridlington estate. Anyway, they want you back on Monday.
Oh, no. I'm on holiday.
Well, it seems that you're the only one who knows all the ins and outs.
Oh, damn. Well, no, I'm not going back. No, they'll just have to wait.
Well, I don't think that they're going to like that. Anyway, look, I said that you'd phone. I've got your boss's home number. Now, where are we going to sleep tonight?
Well, here, of course. I'll have to ask Anna, but...
Oh, that? Oh, you must be joking. We'll go to a hotel.
There aren't any.
Well... Then we'll drive to... Oh, God, what's its silly name? Ilfracombe.
I like it here. The bed's big enough.
Look, I'm not staying here. Not with these people.
They're very nice people.
Possibly, but I'm not spending my precious weekend with them. Naked savages. You look ridiculous on that beach.
And you didn't, I suppose.
What?
High heels and a city suit.
Well, I didn't know I was going mountaineering, did I? Or that I was going to meet yokels.
Linda! They're a damn sight more civilized than you are.
Thank you very much.
You just don't know them.
No, and I don't particularly want to.
Look!
Richard, I am not staying here.
Well, you'll just have to go then, won't you?
What?
I mean it. I'm staying here. If this isn't good enough for you, go somewhere else.
Right. I will.
Linda.
Goodbye! Lunch is ready. Thank you for the coffee.
Ah, are you going to stay with us then?
No, I don't think so, thank you. I have to get back.
Oh, that's a pity.
Excuse me.
Oops. Sorry, missus. What's going on? Hello and goodbye, Linda.
I see what he meant.
Thank you.
Now what? This is a job for Superman.
Superman.
Well done, Gareth.
Oh, that was terrific.
Oh, nothing to it.
Is there anything you're not good at?
Oh, I don't know. Ah. Oh. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whoa. Oh, God, that's better.
Aren't you going to sit down?
Come on, move up then. Oh. I think this is all right, isn't it, eh? Your Linda doesn't know where she's missing.
Oh, my Linda. Oh, she'd hate it. I'm sorry about all the fuss earlier.
You reckon she's staying in Coombe?
Nope. Foot down, straight back to London.
Ah, pity. She's an attractive woman.
Don't you mind?
Quite honestly, I'm relieved it's all over.
Ah, you shouldn't give up without a fight.
No, that's just it. You see, we've been fighting for ages. The battle's over.
Stop now and then, Richard.
Might just do that, Stan.
Proper job.
Yeah.
Signed up for the team, eh? Your friend's just come in.
Friend?
Oh, Paul. I wonder how he got on.
Looks as though he could do with a bath.
Rare.
He's even worse than he was last week.
Who is he?
I gave him a lift. He's an artist.
Yes, he bloody would be.
He's all right. If it hadn't been him, I'd have never have let you.
Hi, Rich, how you doing?
Hi, Paul.
This is Anna. You've met Gareth.
How'd you do?
Hello.
How'd you get on?
No puffins. Right, take them all.
Could have told you that before you went.
Yeah, well, never mind. Let's get a drink.
See you later.
I'll see you, Paul.
Pratt.
Come on, brown eyes, get busy. Like a morgue in here.
Oh,
yes.
Give us a break, Stan. I've only just sat down.
Oh, go on, Gareth.
Oh, bloody hell. Go on. Hang on, I've just finished this.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey!
I'd have to do is get a job and find somewhere to live.
I'm sure Giles will help. And you can stay on with us until you find somewhere.
Really?
Of course.
Well, that's very kind of you. As long as I can pay my way and help out.
Oh, that's settled then. Gareth will be... Oh.
Enjoying myself.
Same again, is it?
Yes, please.
Thank you, thank you.
Is she?
No.
Don't you mind?
Wouldn't do to mind, would it? He's got an affectionate nature, that's all.
Good thing, Gareth.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Gareth, it's closing time.
Half an hour, yeah, then?
All right, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, of course he is.
You're not, that's for sure.
What do you mean? I could play the double violin concerto on my own.
Exactly. You'll feel terrible in the morning.
No, no, I won't. I never get hangovers.
Do you? But Richard might.
Well, he'll have to get used to it, won't he, if he's stopping on. Excuse me, I'm going to have a pee.
Excuse me, my friend. Hey, Rich, that was quick.
Yeah, well, local now, aren't I?
Of course you are. Give us a kiss. Lovely.
I'll see you in a minute.
I'm afraid he's a bit drunk.
That's all right, so am I.
Do you know something?
What?
I think I really am going to like it here.
Whoops. Oh, God, somebody sent a lock.
Yeah, let me do it.
After you, my friend.
Thank you.
Gareth.
I should think so. Do you want anything to eat?
No, thanks. That is going to have a nightcap, isn't it, Richard? Eh?
Well, I'm going to bed. Good night.
Good night.
See you in the morning, Richard.
Night, sis. Oh, come on.
That was a great night. Yeah. Thank you, Jared.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Oh.
Cheers.
No, honestly, it was, honestly.
To my friend, Richard.
To your friend, Richard.
And my friend, Garrett.
Yeah.
To stop it on.
Right. Another one.
Right.
Oh, go on. It'll do you good. There you go.
What are we doing tomorrow?
We're having a lie-in.
Mm. You're not working, then?
Nope.
Freeze a bird.
Right. Do what I want.
Christ, the light.
Sure is. Oh, come on, let's go to bed. Us had better be quiet. You don't want to upset the bar.
Some beer, some beer. Long lonely.
Come on, that's it. Just one more. Oh, come on.
All right. Here we are. In we go.
Oh. Bed. Wonderful.
Not yet.
I can't reach my
feet. I'll do it. Nice.
You're all trembly. It's still cold.
No. Not cold. Oh, Gareth.
Relax.
Difficult. Oh, Gareth, this is...
Shh. No labels.
No.
Happy?
Yes.
You're lovely.
So are you.
Thank you.
Give us a kiss.
Do what you want, eh?
I suppose so.
No question. You're a free agent now.
Right. A free agent?
Would you like a cup of...
You bastard.
Morning, sis.
Richard. Wake up.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You all right?
Yeah, fine. You?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Look, that's my last coin.
What? Yes, but I mean, can't Jeremy do it? But I've still got another week's holiday left. No, I'm sorry, that's just not on. Well, that's not my fault, is it? I think you're being unreasonable. I'm sorry, but I'm not coming back. Yes, it is. Well, that's up to you. Right. Yes, of course I understand. I'll call the office in a day or two. Right. All right, goodbye then. Oh, well.
Hello, Anna.
Could you shut the door, please? I'm baking a cake.
Oh. Have you seen Gareth?
No, he's out.
Oh, when will he be back, do you know?
He doesn't tell me his movements.
Well, he didn't come home last night.
I told you he was unpredictable.
Is he at the farm?
I have no idea.
What are you cooking?
A cake. I've just said.
Can I make a cup of tea?
Help yourself. You know where everything is.
Looks as though I've lost my job.
Oh?
So there's nothing to stop me now. I can move down here.
That's up to you, isn't it?
Hi, Richard. Want a drink?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Fine, please, Stan.
Coming up.
What's up with you?
Nothing. Why?
Oh, you don't look very happy.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I've chucked my job.
Great!
Maybe. And, I've split with Linda.
Oh. Well, you said you wanted a change.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Don't know. Have you seen Gareth?
Not since Saturday.
No, neither have I. Well, Sunday morning.
Probably working.
I don't think so.
Thanks, Dan.
Your change, Squire.
Ah.
Pity about the puffins.
No, not to worry. Had a good time. Great pub. Never closed.
Oh, good. What will you do now?
Find somewhere else. Look, mate, none of my business, but something's bugging you.
No, I'm all right. Honest.
You in love?
No, of course not. Well, yes, I think maybe I am.
Bit sudden, isn't it? Still, good-looking woman. Where are you off to? Poor sod.
Gary?
Gareth? Oh, hello. Is Gareth about?
Hello, Richard.
Oh, Gareth.
How are you doing?
Okay. You?
Oh, hello, Richard.
Hello, Beverly.
Hang on, we'll come down.
Nice day.
And what brings you here?
I'm going to find you.
I'd better get back, Gareth. See you later on.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
You haven't been home?
No, I've been staying with Beverly.
Oh?
Well, her parents are away, so... you know.
But I thought...
What?
The other night. I thought we...
Yes. Good booze up, wasn't it?
Is that all it was?
Yes. Why?
I think I love you, Gareth.
You'll get over it.
Oh, shit, Gareth. I've thrown in my job because of you.
Bit daft, wasn't it? Look, I'd better get on.
Gareth!
See you around.
You don't have to go, you know.
I think it would be best. Thank you for everything.
I did warn you.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We shall miss you. You must come down again sometime.
Thank you. Well, I better be off.
Ah, morning, my dear. Oh, not leaving us, are you, Richard?
Right, sir.
Oh, that's a pity. Shall we see you again?
Goodbye, then.
Well, my dear, back to normal.
Normal. Yes. Come to supper tonight, will you?
Oh, thank you, Anna. I'd love to.
Oh, God. You made me jump.
Out for a drive?
Nope. Going back to London.
Great. Going through Taunton, then.
Oh, not again.
Here's a lift.
All right, get in. Only to Taunton, mind.
Of course.
Where are you off to, then?
Unst.
Unst?
Shetland.
Ah, Puffins.
Right. Colony there, I hope. Enjoy your holiday?
Nope.
Never mind. Made a change?
Certainly did.
Free agent now.
That's what Gareth said.
Is he? Cocky little sod, if you ask me. Fancies himself rotten.
You could say that.
So, now...
What?
Can I have a look at your map?
Sure, there you are.
Ever been to Scotland?
Lots of times.
Well then, you'll know the way, won't you?
Don't be daft.
What have you got to lose?
Bugger all.
Speed bonny boat like a bird on the wing over the sea to hunt.
How to find a cash point?
In Free Agent by Danny Schiller, the part of Richard was played by Michael Maloney, Anna, Louise Jameson, and Gareth, David Holt. Sonny Ormond played Linda and Mrs. Chug. Christopher Scott, Giles. David Thorpe, Paul. David King, Stan. Melanie Hudson, Bev. And John Fleming, the Vicar, Geoffrey, and the AA Man. The play was directed by Sue Wilson.